We'll go into finalizations. Number 10, Mr. Simpson. Park entrance license sales date.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Secretary Roebling, Scott Simpson, Director of the Parks and Rec Division. Have three finalizations for you today. Obviously, the proposals from last month. Just want to run through them real quick. We do have one minor change, very minor, but everything else should be pretty much as you saw it last month. We did not receive any public comment on any of the finalizations, so that's always a good indicator that maybe we aren't meddling too much into these don't rise to that big of a level that they're going to generate a lot of public pushback. Starting with number 10 on page 64 in your books, the park license and trail use pass. This is simply a mechanism to allow us to sell park entrance licenses a little bit earlier than we are right now in rule. Right now, we cannot start selling the next year's park entrance passes until October 1st. With this modification, this allows us to open that up a little bit earlier, and in those cases where it makes sense to be able to sell the following year park entrance license. Best example that we have of this is the roundup that just took place out in Custer State Park. Even though that takes place in late September, we were able to, anyone that wanted to purchase a license at that time, we could sell them next year's license, make sure that we capture those folks as customers the following year. So no changes from proposal on that one, and I would ask for your affirmative action on number 10, park entrance license sales date.
Very well.
Second.
There's been a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Number 11.
Thank you. Camping fees, page 65 in your book. As we discussed last month, we are making a modification or asking you to make a modification to three areas, the Dude Ranch and Elm Creek, both located along the Missouri River, and Shep's Canyon. Those three locations right now do not require a camping fee. They are basically free camping. With the increased use that we've seen throughout the park system, we've got a lot more folks that are using those areas. We feel like it's time for us to charge a fee, but also bring some additional amenities to those locations. Some of the things that you would typically see, fire rings, picnic tables, designated camping spots, all those kinds of things. So that's the first change, again, Dude Ranch, Elm Creek, and Shep's Canyon. The second modification within this rule proposal, it would be for the designation of Randall Creek as a prime campground. Right now, it is designated as a preferred campground, which brings with it a $19 fee. We would ask you to move that to the prime campground with a fee of $22, so a $3 increase. What we do is periodically look at these different campgrounds, kind of gauge the use, and if we see in rule, it says that if we see use of 90% occupancy between Memorial Day and Labor Day, that they would be designated as a preferred campground, and that's what we are seeing, a prime campground, and that's what we're seeing down at Randall Creek right now. So I think just making sure that we're treating all campgrounds fairly, we would ask you to move that again to the prime campground category. The third change was the French Creek Horse Camp in Custer State Park. Again, that was a modification, a fee increase from $31 to $36. That was approved by the commission last year through an error on our part. We did not include that in the rules package that went over to interim rules, so we did not get that finalized at the legislative level. And so we're asking you to pick that up this go-around, and we'll carry that forward over to interim rules. That's the finalizations. We do have one small modification that will require your attention, and that is under number 9 on page 65, we're taking out the word campsite and adding the word campground, and that's just for consistency basis. So small modification there, but does require your attention as we move forward with the finalization. So with that, ask for your approval.
Any questions, comments?
Move to approve.
And a motion to approve. Any second?
Second.
And a second. Comments on the motion? Okay. Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.